Hey, this is Bruce Chamoff from Become a Successful Podcaster, and I am here to make you a successful podcaster. How to grow your audience, I'm going to show you how to market it and how to produce it and make it better. A lot of people think they can do it and then they get stuck in certain ruts. So you know what? Subscribe to this podcast. And also, I want you guys to know that on iTunes, you can leave me a comment and rate the podcast as well. You know, Apple has a great 5-star rating. I'm on YouTube as well. So listen, here's the big question I get from a lot of podcasters on the podcast network at NewYorkCityPodcastNetwork.com, NYCPodcastNetwork.com. Should I have a beautiful, professionally produced introduction in the beginning of my podcast? And I even get questions on should I have those at the end of my podcast. And I think the answer to that is, believe it or not, no. A lot of podcasters have that beautifully produced introduction in the podcast. You got some beautiful voiceover, very professional. You got a guy's voice or you got a woman's voice. And that person is, you know, has a lot of voiceover experience. And then you have this beautiful background music. And the thing is that should you actually have that in your podcast? And what does that do for your audience? And believe it or not, it actually deters your audience from actually subscribing to your podcast and becoming your permanent audience members. Why do I say that? I mean, think about it. You listen to somebody's podcast and every single episode, they have that same repetition. Do you want to do it for branding? Do you want to be like those radio shows that we used to listen to 20, 30 years ago, where they also have those amazing introductions and voiceovers? Well, you know what? There's a difference between radio and podcasting. Now, if you understand that podcasting allows the user on demand to change wherever they are inside your podcast. If they don't like the introduction, then believe it or not, they are not going to stay on that podcast, even the episode. And you want audience retention. You want people to stay there. So audience retention is people retaining on, you know, your podcast, staying from the first second to the very last. And it's very important to understand that people do not want to hear that repetition over and over and over again. Now, you can have this introduction on a couple of different episodes, maybe every 3 episodes. Be very mindful about that. We want to have the episode, the introduction, every 3 episodes, not every episode. And I say that because people get tired of hearing that. Every once in a while, they just want you to start talking. If you notice, this particular podcast episode doesn't have an introduction. And I have it that way on purpose. I wasn't lazy to not do an introduction or, you know, cheap because I didn't want to pay a nice voiceover person to do it or for some background music. I'm doing it because you, my audience members, my value audience members, you know, it's interesting that I just want you to get the information. I'm not worried about the introduction. And yes, the introductions brand us. They brand our podcast. But you know what? I actually found that nobody cares when you do it every day. And the thing is that when in every single episode, what they do, your listeners, they will start fast forwarding to the point when you start talking. And then they don't know where you start talking, right? So they might go too far. And then you go and this has happened to me as a listener on the podcast episode. You don't like that intro because you're tired of hearing it and then you want to fast forward it, but you might fast forward too far because you don't know exactly where. You know, you take your mouse or your finger if you're listening on the mobile device and you actually move it forward with your thumb or your index finger or your mouse and then you realize, oh, I just missed the first couple of minutes because I fast forwarded too far. Audience members do not have that much time to listen to a voiceover introduction. So my suggestion is to make it every 3 episodes. Now, I understand we want branding. Now, let me say, you can actually put this at the very end of your podcast episode. If you want to do every single episode, that's fine. At the end, at the beginning, let people just hear you talk. All right? And it's very important that we will retain audience members that way. I am telling my podcast members on my podcast network exactly that advice. Okay? Exactly that advice. We need to keep... Now, remember this. Like, we need to keep the introductions to a particular number of episodes. You just don't want to bore your audience members like that. And branding is fine, but you don't need to brand yourself at every single episode. Now, here's the thing with radio. Radio, because I know a lot of people say, well, radio shows did this, right? They had these beautiful introductions, right? But don't forget, when we're listening to a radio station, we don't have that advanced button that we have on the players, on our phones and our computers. You had to listen to the introductions and the voiceovers and the beautiful background music when you were listening to the radio. You had no choice, unless you wanted to switch to a different radio station. Okay, now with that said, it's very interesting because I used to get really tired when I was listening to radio stations. I just hated that da-da-da-da-da-da-da right in the morning. And you would hear that same DJ voice and the same thing every day. And they would tell you the weather. They would give you the same pattern. Some people like the repetition of the pattern. Some people do not. You have to ask your audience members. And you want to take the larger of the average, right? There's two averages. Okay, there are people who like the repetition and there are people who do not. And I'll talk about this in more episodes going forward. But whatever your audience likes, if they like the repetition, okay, then you give them the repetition. You have that introduction. You have, maybe the news or who you're going to talk about and what guests you're going to have. Or you just break it up. Sometimes you have music. Sometimes you have news. Sometimes you have just commentary. But you don't know until your audience tells you. So ask, hey, my value audience members, I love you guys. Something like that. You would say, for example, I want to know, do you want to hear the same format every episode, or would you like me to vary it? Leave a comment on iTunes and let me know what you like. Or if you have a YouTube video, they can do the same thing. So that is this episode in this podcast. And I want you basically to know, first of all, you can also get me on Instagram. So follow me on Instagram. It's Instagram.com/Bruce_Chamoff, or just @Bruce_Chamoff. Follow me on Instagram because I'm going to put up some different videos there too. The real quick 1 minute videos to help you get through your day. All right. And find me on YouTube. Subscribe to me there because I'm going to do a lot of these podcast episodes on video. All right. And I look forward to your comments and your subscription. Take it easy. Till next time.